in our girls' matchup earlier. Pocahontas area took care of business, defeating Storm Lake St. Mary's 72-29. And to my right is Coach Robert Mask. And Coach, a strong effort by your ladies, especially in the second half.
Yeah, we really did a great job of turning it on in the second half. A little disappointed in our intensity in quarter one, some of our decision making, but we hit a point in quarter two where we really got rolling and continued on.
Delaney Ain and Elizabeth Rickey I had as my co-Wells Ag Supply of Fonda players of the game, and we were talking a little bit beforehand here. Elizabeth Rickey racking up the boards, 22 of them on the night, probably close to maybe getting to a school record territory there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that one out later on. 22 rebounds, just what an effort, you know, attacking both sides. She had a ton of offensive boards, but she really does a great job of dictating the tempo of their offense, in a sense, when you can box out as well as you can and limit them to one shot and done, and then get a quick outlet and really start to push the tempo for us. You know, when I look at our scoring, and we can get two girls to, you know, score 16, 18 points and rebound like that, it's a pretty good effort.
And this year, third straight win this week, and your seventh on the season. Not easy having to replace every starter from the dynamic team from a season ago, but what are some characteristics of this year's bunch that you've liked?
Well, you know, from the start I said, you know, graduating as many as we did, there was going to be a lot of hiccups along the way or just areas where we hadn't experienced it as a club yet. I really like our team in terms of our athleticism, our dedication, the way that we present ourselves on the floor. But I knew that there was going to be a lot of situations that we hadn't seen as a team yet and that it would be tough for us to make some adjustments on the fly. And so that was something that we overcame early on. You know, this week has been crazy for us. We got three wins, but I kept preaching to the kids the adversity within. Tuesday night we were without two starters. Last night we were without three starters, and tonight we were without two starters, all with influenza. And so the girls stepping up and just their focus and being able to step into a role they hadn't really been in before. You know, last night three sophomores combined for 47 points, just played great minutes, great intensity, and you love to see that. You see the improvement from your team, and that's, you know, where you want to be heading into tourney time.
Yeah, that's getting close. We'll get your thoughts on that here momentarily, but you're looking ahead now to Tuesday and hosting an East Sac team that has a winning, or maybe they're at 500 overall on the year, despite their Twin Lakes Conference record. We were talking about the game at Altaria last week where they really turned it on in the fourth quarter. They can be a dangerous bunch.
Yeah, when we played them down there, they came out shooting lights out. I didn't think it was one of our best defensive efforts to start the game, and we got down 24 points on them just from them shooting and hitting high-quality shots. We came back on them, cut it to about five, I think, late in the game, but couldn't get it done. So I'm really looking for us to take a step in the right direction, you know, playing them again at home. This time it's a conference game, really boosting ourselves there and making the most of this last run.
Yeah, you're now a 4-5 in the Twin Lakes Conference, so a chance to improve on that next week. And 3A regional play on Saturday, February 10th, you will host Esterville Lincoln Central, who has struggled this season, but they play in the Lakes Conference, so probably a little bit better than that. And then the next round, if you get that far, could well be South Central Calhoun, who you played a close game with earlier in the season, so it's certainly not out of the question for you to make a little run here.
Yeah, I think it's really important for us take one game at a time up to that point. If we can keep building on our momentum we have right now going into the Esterville game, I agree. I don't think their record tells you the talent that they have. I think they're a pretty good club. I think it would be quite the battle. You know, if we're fortunate enough to move on. And I told the girls, you know, it's all about overcoming adversity, no matter what game it is. And so, you know, in that kind of game, there's going to be some kind of adversity for each teams, and it's how you handle it and how you adjust. But, you know, if we were fortunate enough to win and move on to the second round, you know, whether it be Southeast Valley or South Central Calhoun, I really feel like we could give ourselves a game there and give ourselves a chance to keep moving. And that's what it's all about. You know, you work hard. Sometimes you take some thumps early in the year, you know, especially with a young crew. But if you can get them rolling at the right time, anything's possible in tournament run. And that's where we want to be.
Pokey girls basketball and Coach Robert Mask, congrats on the win over St. Mary's. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.